Information about school bans. What is a school band? Many children and youth in Norway play in a school band. But what exactly is a school band? School bands can provide us with training in either a wind instrument or a percussion that we can play with others. There are many different instruments to choose from. Usually, anyone is welcome to choose which instrument they would like to play. However, it is up to the conductor to make the final decision. There are many types of bands. School bands, where children and youth play in the band together. Generation bands, where children, youth, and adults play together. And adult bands that are specifically for adults above the age of 15. One can join a school band from the age of 7 to 9 and remain in the band until the year one turns 19. This does, however, vary from school band to school band. Both girls and boys play in school bands. The players in a band are called musicians. When the musicians first join the school band, they are often referred to as aspirants, recruits, or juniors. Here, the musician learns the first notes on an instrument and play together. In most places, it is common to get your own teacher that has played an instrument for a long time. After one learns about the instrument and how to play together, one can join the main school band with the others that have played in it for a while. There is no need for the musician to quit the school band because they have gotten too old. There are many bands for adults all over the country that make sure that one always has the opportunity to play in a band with others. There are many people in Norway that associate bands with the 17th of May celebrations, but bands participate in many other concerts, performances, weekend practices, courses, and trips during a season. For many school band musicians, these trips are a great highlight. Why play in a band? By playing in a band, one can get to know others that live in the same area, village, or town. School band rehearsals usually range from once to twice a week. The social aspect, where the oldest musicians take care and help the youngest, is an important part of the band. In the band, everyone is equally important. It does not matter whether you are a girl or a boy, quiet or loud, just starting out or almost an adult, or what instrument you play. Among the things musicians can learn about in a school band are how to play an instrument, how to play different types of music, how to listen to each other, how to work together, and how to respect and take care of each other. Research shows that children that learn how to play an instrument have advantages when it comes to both language and math. It also has been proven to improve memory. Every time you sit down to rehearse, self-control, attention, and memory are being practiced. Facilitation and inclusion. Through the Declaration on Leisure Activities for Everyone, Norway has pledged to make sure that all children have the ability to partake in recreational activities. The declaration is built on Article 31 of the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which creates the right for all children to have leisure, engage in play, and participate in cultural life and in the arts. This does not only concern personal economy. The band shall facilitate rehearsals so that everyone can partake, regardless of skill, gender, age, religion, physical disabilities, and so on. What is expected of parents whose children are in the band? Playing in a band is an organized, voluntary, recreational activity that requires effort from the parents in the same way that other recreational activities do. How much parental engagement there is in the local school band varies from band to band. Reach out to your local band to find out how much parental engagement they expect. Examples of parental activities could be chaperoning rehearsals, baking a cake for concerts, or helping out with other band events. The parental activities could be a great opportunity to get to know other parents. Parents partaking in the recreational activities of their children is a positive thing, even though some kids and teenagers might think it is a bit embarrassing. The bands are democratically run, with parents and members over the age of 15 in charge of deciding which members and parents get to join the board. joining the board gives them the opportunity to partake more actively in the band. How much does it cost? Being in a band is not the most expensive recreational activity a child or youth can partake in. Notes, instruments, and uniforms are usually included in the fee to make sure that there are no additional charges. There may be additional fees for trips and some of the teaching. Contact your local school band to find out how much it costs to join. It is possible to apply to have expenses covered for band fees for families in need of it. This is usually covered by the municipality. All adults working with children in school bands are required to provide a police certificate of conduct. Thank you for listening. We hope you or your child will consider joining a school band.